Hey world, welcome back to another episode of the Breathe Podcast. I am your host, Travis Ruskus, and I actually apologize. It's been over a year since my last podcast episode, but I'm going to explain why it's been so long, and thank you all for your support. I've actually been shocked looking at the stats from those who listened to the last episode. You guys are actually listening to this podcast, so I feel like I should do another episode here. So the last few episodes, I've actually been working through the principles in my book, The Rock Balancer's Guide. And this podcast is more of just how these principles apply to my own personal life and how you can apply those to your personal life. Because the book, the course, I highly recommend you check it out. I'll have it linked in the description. That's more of kind of like a shortcut to the concepts, but I don't have the opportunity to go at length in the book about really my own story. And so here we go. I'm going to be sharing that. I'm actually on the coast. I'm in Malibu right now in California. So you might hear some ocean waves. You might hear some cars passing. I really want to keep this podcast more of a raw format instead of this, you know, polished, fancy, like, thing. It's just me. I'm hanging out, talking to you, and I hope you get some value from this. So I just want to say welcome, and thanks for being here. So the last two episodes, just to quickly recap, you had breathe, which was step one in this whole seven-step process. So wherever you are right now, just take a breath. Just soak up this moment in the story that is your life. Here we are. And then the second step, which was the last year's episode, was opportunity. And really in this moment, look at all the opportunities that surround you. There's so many things that you could be doing. And I'm grateful that you're here listening to this podcast. So this third step here, kind of the reason it's been taking so long, is believe. And what I've realized is that, you know, there's seven steps. In the future episodes, I'll go through the, you know, the other steps here. But these steps act as a circle. And once you go through opportunity, you know, the previous step, you got to go through the circle, and then you go back to opportunity. You just kind of rise and rise and rise, and there's always more opportunity, more opportunity. But this third step of believe, I have had to do a tremendous amount of leveling up in my belief in myself, in my work, and just so many areas of my life. I've had to like believe in myself more than I ever have in my entire life. And it's been difficult, I gotta say, but it's also been really rewarding because I have it, and I feel like I can record this episode now because I have this belief, this new level up of belief. So if you know you're feeling something when I say the word belief, or you kind of need some stronger belief in the work that you're doing, it might be scary to kind of go where you know you're meant to go. Hopefully I can share some words with you that, like I said in the beginning, you'll get some value from this. So, yeah. Really, to start this off with belief, I think we can get caught up in thinking, and we want to do something new, and we'll think of all the ways that it can go right, all the ways that it can go wrong, and this can really paralyze us. We can't take that step forward. We're like stuck in this, just this mud. It's like we want to go forward, but we don't know if we can. And the way to cure that is action. It's just take the smallest step forward that you can possibly take. So there's many areas in my life where I've had to do that. For one, I had to make the choice to move out of San Francisco during coronavirus. It was really tough, and there's a lot of story behind that, but I decided that I was going to get a van and start rock balancing in these places all over, you know, the western United States that I've just never had the opportunity to stop and really absorb the nature and the landscape and make some epic artwork. So usually when I'm driving, you know, or traveling, you're kind of going from A to B. You got to get to B by a certain time because you know, you have life. But for me to just stop and like go wherever I want. Just let my heart be my compass. And I was stuck in thinking about it, right? Like, because you got to build it out. You have to design it. I had to design it myself. I had to hand-build everything myself with concepts. I had no idea. I knew nothing about electrical. But I will say that the smallest step that I could take is going to different dealerships, you know, looking at cars, starting to get clear on the loans or the payments, and just taking that small step. And I realized that, like, okay, all right, I felt more comfortable. It felt like it was something that I could actually, that I believed in doing. So what I realized is that I'm not building a van. I'm building a spaceship. And every single decision that I made along this whole build process, I thought of, if this was a spaceship, what would it look like? And it just made it kind of a lot more fun for me. And especially in the hard moments, you know, like days where I'm just cutting plywood or just building walls, dealing with insulation, like all these messy, nasty things. I just felt like I was on a launch pad getting ready to blast off into space. And there was moments, I gotta say, that I felt like quitting. I felt like giving up. And I'm sure that you have those moments too in your life where you're just like, man, I feel like this could happen, but I'm just so stuck. Or like, I failed so much. How do I keep from failing again? And that's the solution here. It's just take a little bit of action. Sometimes you can take huge bits of action, but just right now, just think about, like, what is the smallest action you can take to start moving towards that thing that you believe in? So, long story short, I built this amazing spaceship. It is, like, incredible. I'm sitting here on the beach in Malibu, just kind of, like, dreaming, like, pinching myself that I can't believe that this is my life. I've made some of the craziest artworks just in the last few months that I could have never even imagined. Even when I left the launch pad, I had no idea that I was about to make these artworks. So this is just kind of the beginning of this whole crazy new journey and chapter of my story. But you never know what's going to happen. And as long as your intention is, like, pure and true, and, you know, you believe that there's good out of it, I think you'll really surprise yourself once you start taking that action. So here I am, recording this podcast. Okay, enough about the past. Let's just be in the moment here. And I will say that the last 2 weeks, actually, I've been stuck in LA because I believe in creating this little crystal Zen garden that I can ship to people wherever they are. Right now, I can only ship to people in the United States, just for international shipping is kind of crazy. So I'm just trying to start small, taking the smallest action I can. But I believe that you, in your office or home or whatever, can have this little tiny kit you just put on your desk or like your dining room table or whatever, and just do a little rock bounce. You don't have to be out here, you know, on these epic beaches like me. I, you know, encourage it and like do whatever you want, but I feel like it's a way for me to connect the people of the world, the kind of human world that we create with emails and, you know, the corporate jobs and like traffic and all this kind of daily life, with the natural world of, you know, ocean waves and sand in your toes and amazing sunsets and, you know, the natural world. So really, I've kind of determined that my purpose here in my whole life is to just connect the humans in our modern world with the natural world. And I feel like we're so removed from it that the more we can hold a stone in our hand, spend a few moments just balancing some rocks, aligning our energy, the more of a ripple effect it has for, you know, future generations. And I know I'm just a drop in the ocean here, and I could work my whole life and it won't really matter that much, but I feel like it can serve some sort of purpose to you. And so, it took me so much belief in myself to actually list the product on my website, to actually get some samples that I was happy with that I could then produce at a mass scale. And not only to mention that, I'm on the road full time. So I have to figure out how to get a product sent to me, which then in my spaceship I convert into these kits, and then I ship out to you as you place the order and put them, you know, all over the United States. And so far I've kind of been blown away by, since I launched it, you guys have been getting these crystals and gardens. It's not even been like this is a great idea that no one's really, you know, supporting, or it's just like this weird dream that I had. It's like you guys actually want these crystals and gardens. So the biggest sticking point in this whole process was me just thinking way too much about it, like what could go wrong. Maybe the product doesn't get shipped in time, maybe, you know, it arrives damaged to you, maybe, you know, you struggle balancing it, maybe you get sand all over your table. But I think I've created a pretty great solution. The first batches have been out, you know, for a few weeks, so over time, of course, the feedback will evolve and it'll become a really strong product. But you know, that's just what I've been up to here. So now I feel like it's pretty solid. I can continue my journey. I'm about to head up the coast to Big Sur, make some really, really epic artwork. I'm so excited for these next like 10 days or so. And then I'm gonna head actually back to San Francisco. I have a few workshops that I'm gonna be doing. So that's part of this whole thing too, is that I have been doing these online workshops with people all over the world, and that's how I built my spaceship. That's how I was able to afford that. And I think when I tell people I'm a rock balance artist, and then they say, well, how do you make money? I'm like, I'm a rock balance artist. And it's just, it's, when we talk about belief, I've had that to me happen to me for, since I first started, you know. I cannot tell you the amount of times that I've had people see my work and go, wow, that's amazing, like truly mind blown. And then in the next sense they're like, so what do you do for work? And I'm like, was your mind not just blown, you know, like at a big scale, like that can be profitable. And it's not even about having it be profitable. I don't care about money at all. I just want to be able to do what I love, and to me that's rock balancing. So you know, people have bought artwork over the years, and of course I encourage you, check out the artwork that I've been creating. Help support me in my journey, because really the artwork to me is like a portal, and every single artwork I make is a different theme. You know, I remember one recently, I was in the desert in between Phoenix and San Diego, and the whole idea was warrior, just like feeling like, what does a warrior feel like? So I created this balance, it's called Warrior number 201. And, you know, the one before that was called Play. I'm actually at the north side of the Grand Canyon, just like on the edge, the absolute edge of this huge cliff in the Grand Canyon. And the whole idea was just play, because there was my nerves. I was so scared of just like actually falling to my death. Like, never in rock balancing is it really quite, you know, life threatening. But there it was like one false move and the whole thing could end. So the whole idea was to just play. And I feel like in our daily lives we feel like that, you know, things are really scary, or like one false move and the whole tower comes crashing down. But to just play, like right now, you know, try not to stress yourself out too much. I know you probably have responsibilities and stresses, but just play with it. So that artwork, Play, was actually my 200th edition, my 200th artwork that I had created. And yeah, just go check it out. But also, like, you know, these artworks are meant to be on your wall to remind you of these moments, because as we go throughout our busy day, we need these gentle reminders of the power that we hold inside. So the artwork has been there for the years, but like the thing that's really gotten me to build my own spaceship and just do what I want is to just teach people how to do this. And not only people, but especially people at companies. And over the last year and a half since coronavirus started, I saw it as a huge opportunity, because there is so much stress in our world, and by everyone kind of merging online to work through Zoom and you know, you've been there, we've had to adapt to connect with each other. And I saw it as an opportunity to be like, hey, I'm going to serve as many people as I can from one chair and on one desk and have a cool little crystal Zen garden. That's kind of how it started, was just me having this cool little garden that I was just demonstrating with for people all over the world. And then I realized, hey, I got to get these gardens actually into their hands so that on in their desk, they can have the right materials, because I've had people balancing, you know, rocks, of course, they'll get it from their front yard or maybe their neighbor's yard before a session starts. And I've had people balancing fruit or, you know, just the most random objects in their house that they can find before the session starts, including like their shoes. Maybe they're at, you know, the hotel or something where there's nothing really to balance, but I've seen the craziest shoe balances. So I saw a need, and I'm like, hey, of course, I need to teach people how to rock balance, because we're all so stressed, and I feel rock balancing is the greatest, most simple, unifying language for us to feel how to feel peaceful. And there is a misconception where I'm discovering, of course, with my own journey, but also especially in the people I work with, that we're all like chasing this huge feeling of peace far off in the future, that like our life's work is to have this one big powerful moment of peace at the end. And that is not the case. It is in every breath you take, like every step you walk, you need to be able to learn how to feel peaceful in those moments. And there may be really hard steps that you're taking, and it's like taking that breath and just feeling it. And the rock balancing, like I'm saying, is a great tool to align your energy, but frequently I find, especially, you know, driving here in LA, Los Angeles, the traffic is standard, and I find that everyone kind of hates each other in traffic. They're all like, oh, you're all in my way, and there's just this feeling of stress. And I don't feel like there's much peace with the people I'm driving with. And I do my best. I'm trying to put my gratitude out to the people that are driving around me and, you know, wondering their story and where they're going and where they came from and all this kind of stuff. But it's just a huge red flag of, like, why are we all stressed out? Like, all of us are so stressed out all the time. And we create this world of polarization of, like, us versus them or you versus me. And it's really just all us. It's mind-blowing. So, I know I'm kind of going on a bit of a tangent here, but it's all really connected. And it's gotten me to this point where I was debating kind of recording this podcast tomorrow, because tomorrow morning I have this huge, huge workshop with 400 people at Electronic Arts. And I worked, you know, with Facebook, like Facebook London, Facebook San Francisco, like all those kinds of things, all the top tech companies, some CEOs, you know, the interns, like some grandmothers, like you name it. I have taught them how to rock balance. And just because, you know, you have a huge salary, I'm not going to treat you any more special than if you, you know, are a kid and you're just, you have this awesome curiosity with touching a few rocks. Like, I'm treating every human the same, because it's just all us. And that'll definitely help me tomorrow, because having 400 people look at me at one time and me try to show them how to make peace a daily habit through balancing a few stones is something that I really need a lot of belief in myself to do, because I believe that I can help the world with this. And yeah, so that's tomorrow. Right? But if I've gotten this far, and especially with this whole spaceship build, there's been so many moments where I felt like I could not go on. And even, like I was saying with the Crystal Zen Garden, like 2 weeks ago, I almost thought about quitting the whole thing, because the logistics of setting up this Crystal Zen Garden and shipping it out, I was like, should I just quit? Like, is it so difficult that, like, maybe I've just chosen the wrong path? But I have this great phrase that I say all the time to myself, to people I work with in these workshops, to, you know, friends and family, especially in like my online course. It's like a huge keystone to the whole thing, and it's, Every failure is a test to see how much you truly believe. And if you're going through something right now and you feel like you believe in it, like it can be something amazing, you're probably going to be met with failure because it's a test. It's to see how much do you really believe in this thing. And for me, getting through that moment of like, man, should I quit? I just took the smallest action I could. And it was just one little step after that, and another little step, and another little step. And here I am on the other side of that, and I feel amazing because I truly believe in it. And I know there's big failures ahead of me. Like, who knows what could happen tomorrow? Maybe there's terrible Wi-Fi, or, you know, there's... who knows the future, what could hold. But every time I fail, I learn something. And I love to apply this when we're actually like in the workshops balancing together, because the funniest thing is that when I have someone who like doesn't really rock balance, they'll start their balance, and then they expect to have like the greatest rock balance of all time the first try. And in order to do that, you actually have to fail a ton, because you'll learn how the material works, how the stones balance, because you learn how they don't balance, basically. Like, when they get really wobbly, you can figure out how to get them not wobbly. And, yeah, so that's just kind of, you know, a little bit about me. Like, I wish I could get even more personal with kind of the last year and a half, but I just can't. Just for those involved, it's just good for me to just leave it at that, so. Another thing I want to talk about with belief is how we all have different beliefs. And one thing that I've seen, I actually have a really good friend I've known over the years, we've grown up together, but over the last several years, our beliefs have really started to go different ways. And it is more of like in terms of religion. He's very Christian. I'm not. I kind of like love all religions. I see there's a lot of good in each religion, and it all is connected to, you know, the one source that powers our world. And we have some disagreements on that, but we still have a lot of love for each other, and we see each other kind of as brothers. And I doubt that he'll even listen to this podcast because his beliefs are so different. One of the last times that I saw him, you know, in the last year, I invited him to come over and, you know, rock balance. Usually do this thing where, like, after dinner, you know, the little crystal Zen garden, the little thing that I developed here, we just take all the crystals out, and then together, you know, one by one, we just each balance one crystal, and it'd be like a really good time. But he refused to even touch a stone because he felt like rock balancing was like, you know, this kind of fake religion, I'm like a false prophet kind of thing. And to me, I was really hurt, just because this is something I believe in so strongly, and like for someone that I've known over the years to just like have such a cold, like hard no, it hurt me. But in that moment, you could see it as a failure. I also saw it as a huge teachable moment where I don't need somebody to validate my work like that for me to love them, for me to care about them, for me to see like it's okay. Like, you may not get it, but that doesn't mean that what I'm doing is wrong. And yes, and I started to see that since that moment, you know, we all have these different beliefs. And as I'm going from like town to town on this crazy journey, like each town has this different set of beliefs, and these people act and talk in certain ways where they act like this is the way, that this is the only way it should be, that if you don't agree with this, then you're bad and you're evil, like the whole us versus them thing. And it is interesting to me because it's just, again, it's all us. And this respect for differing beliefs, this tolerance for each other, is what is truly missing in our modern world. And probably the ancient world as well. That's probably why there was, you know, pillaging. And you look at America, the white man coming into North America and just killing so many Native Americans and calling the land certain states' name. And we have new generations born into this new world, and we have this nationalism where it's like America versus the world. It's like extremely toxic. because it's all just us. And if there wasn't so much of like a hatred of other beliefs, I feel like our world would be a way more peaceful place. So if anything is going to destroy the world, it's that. It's the us not tolerating each other's difference of opinion. So when it starts to become lethal, like, you know, hey, I believe that I should own a gun because I don't trust you kind of belief, that's where, you know, of course, we get into this political gray area that I don't really want to go into. But, you know, it's also like, okay, you feel like you need to hold a gun because you can't trust the person next to you. That's your belief. Whatever, I respect you. Just don't shoot me, man. You know what I mean? But not to keep it so heavy here, I just want you to kind of think about respecting the difference. And, you know, family is a really good topic because your family members are not going to be on the same page as you. Sometimes they might be, and as a general rule of thumb, yeah, compared to, you know, other families. But respecting the difference is hugely important, especially for peace of the family. And maybe that's you and, you know, in your relationship, you and a loved one. Like, you don't have to be the exact same human. You don't have to think about the same thing on every single subject. You'll have difference of in beliefs, difference of opinion. And when you can find that respect, like I'm saying, I think that's where the peace happens. Okay? So, you know, finishing thoughts here to wrap this up, to kind of end a little bit lighter. I just really want you to think about, like, take a breath right now. Think about sort of the last two episodes that we've been on. Like, you've really breathed into the moment. Like, you start to become more present. It's right now. It's actually amazing. I timed it well. As I'm recording this episode, the sun has just set over the Pacific. It's totally amazing. I'm lucky to be here doing this right now. From there, the opportunity. Where can I go now? I'm heading up to Big Sur in the next few days, and before that, tomorrow, I got this huge, incredible workshop with 400 people. It's going to be incredible amounts of energy. I'm so excited and nervous, but there's that opportunity. Right now, just having you listen to my thoughts is an incredible opportunity, and I'm just grateful that you're here hanging out till the end. So, from here, now we're in belief, and I want you to think about something that you believe in. Maybe you think you're like the next great thing in your niche, or, you know, you see a way that you can change the world, or maybe you believe that you can sit and watch TV and eat potato chips all day. Like, that is your belief. That's your purpose. Like, I respect that, okay? Do you. And you're going to be tested on that. You're going to encounter moments of failure, and every failure is a test to see how much you truly believe here. So for me, I only get stronger with every failure. And I encourage you to just, like I said, kind of in the beginning, just take that action. Take a small step forward. And maybe that small step is a huge step. Maybe it's like finally quitting that job that you actually hate, that you just dread going into every day because you believe you can be, you know, a DJ or something that is just not normal, quote unquote, job. Like, just do the fullest version of you, and you will be tested on that. But I believe in you. I think we're all put on here to share our unique gift, and if your gift is kind of just hiding inside and you're waiting for it to be released, you can think of belief like in your stomach, like this burning sun, just radiating that confidence, that intuition in the stomach, that when I feel like you've, or for me, I'll say, I can record this podcast because I believe in myself so strongly in this current level that I'm at. I have leveled up. I believe in what I'm doing now in a way that I've never believed before. And I want you to feel that too in what you're doing. So the next episode is going to be the next step of this journey, and that is balance. And I can feel in myself that I believe so strongly what I'm doing, but I need to have some balance. I'm like constantly putting my artist hat on, you know, or all the other hats, the business owner and like all this kind of stuff, today I actually took the day off where I just was like, hey, I'm gonna, you know, hang out by the beach and watch a movie. And then after that, I took a nice long walk along the beach, and I just didn't feel any guilt, like, hey, I gotta do this, and I gotta do that. And, you know, I work every single day, just at least a little bit. And usually that little bit ends up being, you know, most of the day. And I'm by myself here. I'm the single man just living this dream right now. And it's just, it's given me this opportunity to focus so much on my work that I need some balance. So once I really feel like I've kind of gotten that in this current level, I'll record the next episode. But yeah, if you're getting value from this, I do have an ask for you. It is, if you really enjoyed this episode, please, please, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I just need to get those reviews up so that I can start to use this podcast to help more people. It can get shown up in the algorithm, and the podcast gods can do their work. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for being here again. I'm just super grateful for you. And yeah, I believe in you. So I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and just keep going. Just one small step. Take that one small step right now.